this morning to worship with us.
欢迎各位弟兄姐妹与我们今天一同崇拜。
And so glad some of our older members are coming back with us too.
有些我们老朋友今天在这里啊。
And this morning, I will study with you and learn with you together on the subject of listening to advice.
今天我跟各位一同学习，也分享我们要怎么样能够听到别人的劝告。
This is not just for you; it's for myself too.
这不是只是给各位的，也是为我自己的。
Because sometimes we may listen to bad advice.
因为我们常常会听那些不太好的一个劝告。
And made some bad mistakes in our life.
然后因此呢，就做了一些很不好的选择。
You'd be surprised that today many people like to give you advice.
你大概会很惊讶，很多人很喜欢给人家所谓的忠告。
I remember many years ago we had a lady. She's not here with us anymore.She was having problem with her husband.
我记得有多年之前有位姐妹，她现在不在我们中间了哈。她跟她先生稍微有点矛盾，有些问题。
Of course, we'll counsel her and try to help her a little bit.
所以我们就试着去辅导她，希望能够对她有所帮助。
And however, her neighbor gave her advice too.
但是他的邻居同时也给他一些所谓的忠告。
And the neighbor says that, you should divorce. This husband no good.
然后他的邻居就跟他说，哎，离了，离了，这个老公不好了，离了。
Why suffer with a wrong man?
干嘛为了一个不好的男人去受苦呢
？Now, eventually, they did separate.
所以最终他们的确就分开了。
Now this lady instead of listen to me.
所以这位女士她没有听我的劝告。
And what the Bible teaches.
而且我的劝告就是遵照圣经的教训。
And she have a terrible problem in the future later.
所以她事后就有遭遇到一些很多困难的事情。
Now a lot of people seem to love you, care for you, and have a lot of their own ideas.
所以我们相信有很多人就是很多人关心你的，也的确是很想为你着想的。他们也有很多的所谓的意见，很多的看法。
Sometimes maybe your best friends.
很可能就是你最好的朋友。
Maybe a doctor.
也许是一个医生。
Can give you bad advice.
有可能给你一个不好的意见。
So you need to be careful to listen to these advices.
所以当我们听别人的意见或者劝告的时候，我们必须要非常的小心。
Do we need to listen to advice? Or do we need to ask for advice? Yes.
我们需要听别人的忠告，我们需要听别人的意见吗？当然是。
Today we look at a king who was very smart.
所以我们今天要看一个国王，他是一个蛮聪明的一个国王。
And he was the son of Solomon.
他是所罗门王的儿子。
Now Solomon, the Bible says, the smartest in the whole world before and after.
Yeah, 所以圣经说所罗门王是在众人之上的，他智慧超越众人的。
Now his eldest son now certainly shouldn't be bad at all.
所以他的长子做国王呢，应该是不错的。
And now King Rehoboam just become king. He was about 40 already.
所以当这个伯罗安他做了皇帝，继承所罗门做了皇帝国王以后，他大概是40岁左右。
He should be pretty mature and should be able to think carefully.
应该是蛮老成的一个人了。
And then when he became king, the whole country, especially those in the south, the Israelites came to ask him for one special request.
就当他继位了以后，在这个所谓的以色列，就是北国的那个地方的人，就来对他有一个很特别的请求。
And these people had a great leader. Well, that great leader's name was Jeroboam, who had some problem with his father, with Rehoboam's father before, with Solomon.
所以他们这个北部的一个领，这个领袖叫做耶罗波安，这个人当初在所罗门王还活着的时候，跟所罗门王是有些矛盾的。
And then, so he represents these people come and ask King, your father give us too much heavy burden. Your father give us harsh labor. Would you please drop down this heavy taxes, this heavy yoke upon us? Then we will serve you as king.
所以他就代表了这个 北方的这个北部的这个人民，就跟他说，你父皇在位的时候给我们很多的苦功，给我们很大的重担，现在你既然继位了，可不可以稍微给我们减缓一下，让我们能够稍微轻松一些？
And the king certainly was smart too. He thought, thinking, okay, let me think about it. You come back in 3 days.
所以这个罗伯安其实他也蛮有智慧，他说好，让我想想，三天以后我再来给你们回答。
Then he asked for advices from his kingdom.
然后他就是广招大家的意见，想要听大家是怎么个说法。
And first of all, he asked the elders in his office in his kingdom.
他第一个请教的就是他在他面前侍立一些比较长辈的人。
Now you read from the Bible, it says, the king Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon during his lifetime.
就是有点像顾命大臣啊，他前朝父皇那个时候的大臣。
And then now these were much older than him, probably even 67, 80, and they had stood before Solomon. So they have heard a lot of good advice from Solomon themselves.
说这些老臣大概都是六七十甚至八十岁的年纪了，所以侍奉所罗门王很久的，所以颇有些见识的。
In other words, they were mature people.
就是老成持国了。
And they were very experienced men.
而且非常的有经验。
So he said, "How would you advise me to answer these people?" He asked.
所以这人就建议他说。
And now notice what these people taught him.
所以我们看一下这些老年人怎么是对他讲的呢？
They say, well, if today you'll be a servant to these people and serve them and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants.
他说你现今国王，你如果对这些人民能够好好的用好话好言相待，他们就会永远做你的仆人。
Now, these are from the words of mature, experienced, elderly men.
这些都是一些彼此非常有经验非常成熟的一些长辈们所说的。
They know what kind of approach you can lead the nation.
他们知道要有一个什么样的方法来带领这个国家。
The first says, you want to be a leader, you need to serve people first.
所以他第一，你如果要当领导的，你必须要先服侍你的人民。
Now,many people today, if they want, they can. They stand as a leader, they want to control people, they want to dictate people, they will just make people do whatever they want, he wants.
So, 现在有些比较专制的这些君王或者领导，他们就一心想要统治，想要控制。
I'm the boss, right?
我是大老板呢。
You gotta listen to me, right?
听我的。
I pay you the bill. I pay you the money.
哎，我付你的薪水哦。
You listen to me.
听我的。
Now, this elderly, mature people say, no. Notice, when you want to be a good leader, you should be humble to serve them.
所以这些老成的大臣应该就说，你要做一个领导，你必须要服侍你的人民。
That's the best way to lead today.
这也是今天做一个领导的一个最好的模范。
That's what they call servant leadership.
这叫做仆人，做仆人的一个领袖。
That's what the Bible teaches.
也是圣经教训我们的。
We would learn that we just want to work with people nicely in their hearts. We are harmonized with each other.
所以彼此能够心意合一，然后就可以和谐的在一起。
Therefore, you need to be humble.
所以你必须要谦卑。
And second thing.
第二样。
You need to speak kind words.
哦，你要以好言讲好话，好言相向。
And don't use harsh words.
不要用一些很严厉的话语。
Especially when your leader try to control your temper.
特别是你做领导的，必须要又能够控制你的脾气。
You should be in a lovingly manner, talk with your people.
应该是和颜悦色的向你的人们说话。
Today we are in the church.
今天我们在教会里面。
Especially when we work with each other, we should be kind to each other.
当我们彼此同工的时候，我们就必须要彼此都能够很和谐的、很仁慈的在一起。
We need to learn how to talk with each other with love.
应该要怎么样以爱的言语来彼此相对说话。
Sometimes people may make mistakes.
有时候人总是会做错的。
And sometimes people may not.Listen to you.
也许有时候有的人不听你的。
But still, you need to be kind in your talking.
但是你在讲话的时候，还是必须要有仁慈的。
Otherwise, people will leave the church.
否则的话，大家就一气之下就说好了，我不干了，我走了。
When you argue with each other in the parking lot.
或者你在这个外面这个停车场在那吵的
时候。Argue with each other in serving table, in the meal time.
或者在这个吃饭的时候，服侍午餐的时候吵架。
You love to argue in the council meeting or some kind of meetings.
或是在开这个理事会的时候，有时候会吵起来，争执了。
May I tell you,
吵了，争执了。
You think you're winning?
你觉得你这样是赢了吗？
You're losing.
你输了。
Because you don't speak kindly with people.
因为你不是以仁慈的话语与人相待。
That's what I feel. That's what we want to do. That's the way to go.
这就是我要的，这就是我想的，这是我要做的事情，我就是这样子。
Now, Lotus, I'm speaking to myself too.
请注意，我有时候也是这样子。
We want to insist our own opinions.
我们都希望坚持己见。
Now, your opinion may be right.
但是你的意思不见得都每次都对啊。
But you must speak kindly.
即使是对的，你要以一个很和谐的、很仁慈的言语。
If we go to a meeting with brothers and sisters, and we are yelling at each other and just loudly conflicting with each other, I'm sorry, you are not conducting a church business. You are doing a secular thing.
如果在教会弟兄姐妹彼此在开会的时候，居然也那个高声相向，或者是怒言相向的话，对不起。这不是教会的服侍一个方法，这是你在属事的一个服侍的方法。
Even when you teaching your children,
你甚至在教养你的儿童、你的孩子的时候
，old or young,
年轻的或者小的
，when you discipline them,
当你在教训他们的时候
，especially in America today,
特别是在美国的今天
，let's remind each other, try to use kind words.
我们彼此稍微提醒一下。用仁慈的话语吧。
Let's say your son, his room is very messy.
比如说你儿子的房间非常的乱。
And you want to correct him.
你要调教他。
What do you do?
你是怎么个做法呢？
Well, you would first of all say, "Oh, your study is good. You know, recently your grade is pretty good."
好，你先讲些好话啊，说哦，你最近功课很好啊，很有长进啊，等等的。
I know you want to be a good son.
我觉得你是一个很好的儿子。
But you know, it would be even better you help us clean the house.
Yeah, 但是你会更好，如果你的房间是干净的、整洁的。
And then when you do that, you know, we'll be very happy.
如果你能这样做的话，哦，我们真是太高兴了。
I may give you more money to spend to see movies.
真的会给你每个月那个零用钱多一点，让去看电影。
Now when you approach this way,
你如果是以这样的方式来表达的话。
Lot easier for your children to accept.
Yeah, 你的孩子就比较容易能够接受。
But you say, "Wow, you're too soft." You know,、
yeah.
your father. Why will you be doing things like that?
有人说牧师啊，你是不是太软了？你这个你是当爸爸的要硬点啊。
In my old days in China, we never do that.
想当年。
Dad say this, you do it. Otherwise, you got a lot of problems.
想当年，我们的爸爸就是说一不二的，就是这样子。
But may I tell you, sometimes when your children grow up, they still remember how bad their dad is.
Yeah, 但是各位，你是不是现在还有些坑哥爸爸是还记得吗
？You remember how your dad and mom were rough to you, don't you?
Yeah, 你爸爸当年，你妈妈当年说的那些很严厉的话，你今天还记得对不对
？You may get your way.
也许你的所愿得偿。
You may make your children do what you want now.
也许你的孩子会听你的话，做你想做的事，要他们做的事。
But when they get older,
但他们长大了以后
when they have their own children,
他们有自己的孩子的时候
are they going to follow you?
他们会跟着你一样吗
Or they remember how bad you treat them?
或他们记得、哦、当年爸妈对我实在是 很厉害的
This is so important for you and I to learn. Speak kind words.
所以你我们这讲话真是要非常的有仁慈。
And that's what the older man tells King Rehoboam.
所以这些老一辈的人就告诉这个罗伯安，就说你要这样子，要好言，要说好话。
But he didn't listen to them.
但是他有没有听呢？好像没有、啊。
He listened to the young man.
他听的是一些跟他一起长大的年轻的那一辈的。
You know about the young man who had grown up with him, give him and other advice.
所以这些跟这个王一起长大的这些年轻的这一辈，就给他另外一个完全相反的一个意见。
Oh, they'll say you should say to those people, your father put a heavy yoke on us, but make our yoke lighter. Now tell them, my little finger is thicker than my father's waist.
他们就说，嘿。你要跟这些人讲说、你是不是要我减轻负担是不是但是你要知道我的小拇指头比我爸爸的腰还要粗
Now this young man who is not so experienced and who、wants King Rehoboam to prove himself show you're the king you got to take control
所以这些年轻人他们因为不是非常有经验所以他们要这个王硬一点然后呢，来个下马威。
Why would king such a wise king, wise father, that he had, would listen to young man like this to say things like that?
所以这个王他一个这么有智慧的爸爸，他怎么会听这些年轻人的这一套歪理呢
？Because he wanted to show off himself.
最主要就是因为他的傲气，他要在众人面前显现他是。最大的
He just became king.
他刚刚这个成为国王
He wanted to show the country who is the boss. I am the king.
Yeah, 所以他让整个国家就知道谁是这个最大的
I'm tough.
我是这个最大的
You better listen to me.
你们都要听我的
And then, worse than that, he boasts himself.
而且更糟糕，他还说一些很这个捧自己的话。
This young man taught him to exaggerate and lift up himself.
所以这年轻人说：“王啊，你讲话一定要夸大一些啊！这个要有的没的都要讲得很了不起的样子。”
He says, "Yeah, my little finger is bigger than the waist of my father."
哦，他说我这个小拇指要比我爸爸的腰还要粗。
Wow, that's very exaggerating.
这太夸张了吧？这个太离谱了吧
？Now, this kind of boasting is very bad for us.
Yeah, 这样的夸口是非常不好的。
Today in America, we like to boast.
美国今天一般人比较喜欢夸大其词。
We even look at all the presidential candidates. They all boast themselves, right?
你看现今这个选总统的这些人，你看每个人都是夸口的。
I'm not saying anyone is bad. I think all of them are that like that.
我不是说哪一个特别爱夸口，说我觉得他们每一个人都很爱夸大其词。
But when you boast yourself too much, you got some problem.
但是你吹牛吹得过火的话，就会有问题啊。
How are you going to prove yourself later when you do make mistakes?
你事后要怎么收场呢？你如果出了错的话，你要怎么收场呢？
And sometimes pastor make boasting too.
有时候牧师也会夸大其词的。
And pastor make mistake too.
牧师也会做错事。
Let me give you an example.
有个例子。
Now some pastor in the television will tell you, if you give money to us,You know, it become a seed, and whatever you give, oh, you get 100-fold back.
特别我是看了电视那些传教的那些人，他们常常说，你如果能够捐款的话，你只要给一点点，然后你那一点的就像一个种子，可以繁殖几倍。
Now, sometimes there's some big problem about that.
这种说法会有很大的问题的。
In Texas, one morning, a pastor and his associate went to visit the family.
在德州有一天，这个牧师跟他的一些员工去探访一个人。
Early in the morning, 7 o'clock.
一大早7点钟左右就去了。
Because the husband and wife were fighting with each other.
因为先生跟太太两个人在吵架。
They got there to the lawn and they were fighting hard and the wife picked up a hammer. It's going to defend her for herself.
所以他到场的时候，那个夫妻俩就在那个门口就已经几乎要打起来了。太太已经拿起了一个榔头了。
They were good, good Christians supposedly.
他们好像照理说好像应该是一个还不错的基督徒。
Good members.
要教会的一个很好的会员。
Support the ministries of the church.
也会在教会服事等等的。
So a pastor and his associate barely stopped them from fighting.
所以这个牧师跟他的一些同工们就是只能紧紧让他们不两个互相残杀。
Ask them, why are you guys are fighting?
就问他说你们为什么吵得打得这么厉害呢？
Here's what the wife said.
那个太太是这样说的。
She said, we had a lot of saving.Saving money. Yeah.
他说我们有储蓄，还蛮多的储蓄。
And then my husband told me last week, he took out all my saving, all our saving, to support a ministry in India.
但是昨天我的先生告诉我说，他把我所有的储蓄都拿出来，然后就去捐助一个在印度的一个事工。
I asked him why.
我问他说为什么。
He said, oh.Don't worry about it. God will give us 100-fold back because the pastor said so. Preacher said so.
那个老公就跟他说不要担心了，因为那个讲这个牧师施工的牧师就说你一定会百倍的回收。
Now, see, some pastor, it's really bad to say things that is not responsible.
所以有的牧师他也会信口开河，不是很负责任的说法。
Did the family later on give 100-fold back? Of course they did not.
那这个家庭是不是有百倍的回收呢？当然没有。
Isn't it good to support India? Support some mission?
要你去支持一个在印度的事工。
Yes.
是好事。
As God directs you, carefully think about the needs in your own family.And the needs of helping people in mission, and study and talk with your wife is very important.
你去帮助事工，是很好。但是在你做这个事情，一定要考虑的周到，特别是要跟你的太太要商量好。
He didn't even talk with his wife.
他连跟他太太商量都没商量，就崩就去做了。
See, the problem, one of the problem is exaggeration.
所以这个问题所在就是这个牧师他是夸大其词的。
Sometimes we have to be very careful what we decide and what we listen to.
所以我们要非常小心，我们决定我们听了什么还有我们要做什么样的决定都要非常的小心。
And don't exaggerate.
不要夸大。
And if we did make a mistake, we apologize. Sorry, I didn't mean that. It's too boastful.
Yeah, 如果你万一你做错事你就道歉，你对你的这个夸大你就道歉好了。
And then the second thing the people, the young people suggest to the king, you say, my father lay on you a heavy yoke, I will make it even heavier.
所以他的他的这些年轻人的一辈又跟他做一个建议说，我父亲使你们负重轭，我必使你们负更重的轭。
Now, he did not even want to continue in the heavy task. He will give more heavy burden on his own people.
所以他不但不是说减轻他负担，反而要给他们更重的负担。
Now that is harsh.
这个太严厉了。
Inconsiderate.
这个太不会替别人想了。
In Solomon's time, the taxing is already heavy.
呀，我们知道所罗门到后期的时候花费非常的大，所以
You remember Solomon built the temple of God, which is good.
我们知道这个所罗门他盖了这个圣殿当然是好事。
Because his father gave him a lot of money to do that.
因为他的爸爸大卫王留了很多的财物让他去盖。
And then he built another palace for his wife, a Egyptian queen.
然后他会给他的再从埃及来皇后也盖了一个皇后的宫殿。
And it took more time to build the palace than to build the house of God.
然后他给自己盖了宫殿，花的时间要比给神盖的圣殿更久。
And the Bible says he has subscribed, he has taxed thousands and thousands of people to cut stone and to build these palaces.
然后他也呼召了很多的人来做苦工，为了盖这个皇宫，为了这凿石头。
Big banquet every day, 1,000 people banquet in his palace.So where the food come from? From the people. He taxed them from the north. Oh, those good produce, bring it to him so that he have big banquet.
然后每天在皇宫里都大开盛宴。那些食物从哪里来呢？当然是从老百姓那边来的，特别是北方那些好的出产都要进贡到皇宫里，供应他们享受。
And the people of Israel felt it. He knows this is too tough for me.
Yeah, 所以大家民不聊生了，大家都觉得太苦了。
Just like a country today.
就像我们今天的国家一样。
Who wants to pay more tax in America?
谁喜欢多付税啊？
The less tax, the better, right?
税越少越好。
But these people, these young people, tell Rehoboam, increase taxes so you can do more and have greater power.
所以这些年轻人就跟这个国王说，税越重越好，这样你的权位是更大。
And then finally he says, they told him, oh, my father scorched you with whips. When you force people to work, you use whips. But he says, I will scorch you with scorpion. In other words, the whips that have nails on in it.
然后他后来又讲了一个更严厉的话，说我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子鞭责打你们，就是鞭子上面是有刺的。
In other words, if you don't listen to me, I will force you.
也就是说你不听话是吧，那我就要强迫了，高压手段。
I will use power to do so.
要用我的权威，我的高压手段。
And I will use even violence to do so.
甚至用这个暴力的方法。
I wouldn't care how you feel and how you have been hurt.
你的感受，你的有没有受伤害，对我来说是不关心的。
Today, many of us try to do things, try to use power and try to gather other people so that you have more power so you can accomplish what you want.
所以今天的话，就是我们需要这个。希望这个势力越来越大，就会号召一些人在我们身边安营扎寨，给我们更大的这个权力。
But listen,
但是请听。
Don't put too much heavy burden on other people.
但是各位不要把很多的重担加添给别人的身上。
Don't cost so much time for people that they have to sacrifice in order to accomplish something.
要不要因为你想要完成一件事情，所以把很多的工作加添给别人身上，让人家能够牺牲、牺牲再牺牲。
You need to consider people need to time to have rest. People need to time to be with family. People need to have time to take care of themselves too.
所以人都需要自己有时间，还要给家庭有时间，然后要也要照管好自己。
And when we do want to serve, we want to serve happily. Everybody enjoy the service.
所以当我们服侍的时候，大家应该都是一个很愉快的，大家在服侍中得到很多的乐趣。
And not after we serve, then we complain. Oh, too much time. I'm too tired. This and this and that.
而不是服侍完了以后就开始抱怨说，哦，太累了，太紧张了，太多工作了，等等等等。
Now, when the King Rehoboam decide to follow the young people's advice, what happened?
所以当这个国王就是怎么，他就听从这些年轻人的意见，发生什么事情呢？
The country was divided.
这个国家就分裂了。
Oh, the people say, oh, the king didn't even listen to us.
大家就说，这个国王根本不听我们的嘛。
In fact, the king sent somebody to get more laborers and to register them to do what he wants.
这个王甚至还加倍的征召他们这些人来去做苦工。
And then the people stoned those officials to death.
所以这些人就把这个国王派去的这个代表都用石头丢石头。
Now notice, King David and Solomon was a great country.
那我们知道这个大卫王跟所罗门在的时候，这国家是一个很好的。
God has blessed them.
很大，很有力的一个国家。
They were tremendous.
神非常祝福他们。
They had a good time.
这个很好的一个局势。
Even though Solomon's time a little heavy burden, they still survive. Okay.
要即使在所罗门他的时候，即使是这个已经是负担很重了，但是还是可以维持。
But because of these kings,
但是因为他
这个儿子 who's 41 years old,
啊，41岁。
The Bible still say that he's young. Okay.
这个圣经说还是少年人，还算年轻的。
He listened to his younger friends.
他就听他那些同年纪的人的话。
Now, these younger friends probably be about 30s already.
也许在三十岁、四十岁跟他差不多。
The Bible still consider them young.
所以他们也叫他说成年少年人。
And then, therefore, the country divided.
所以这国家就因此而分裂了。
And they split to the northern kingdom called Israel and the southern kingdom called Judah.
所以就分成南北两国，北国是以色列，南国就是犹大。
Just because of that advice that was bad.
就是因为这样一个不好的劝告意见。
What a shame for the country to be divided because of that.
太可惜，是因为不好的意见，国王听了以后，这国家就分开了，分裂了。
And how we need to learn what should be the right thing to do.
So, 那我们由此学了一个什么功课？什么是对的功课呢？
And then notice, first of all, that the Bible teaches in our talk we should be in nicely, like seasoned with salt.
所以这里哥罗西书说，我们的言语就像带着和气，好像用盐调和。
That means it doesn't hurt people.You preserve relationship. That's what it means.
不要伤害别人，同时把这个关系能够保持得很好。
Relationship so important.
非常重，关系是非常重要的。
I regret the time that when I said something that will hurt my relationship with others.
我也常常会后悔说了一些不该说的话，把这个关系给搞拧了。
Oh, even though I was right, I thought, I still think I was right.
即使我是对的，即使现在我还觉得我是对的。
But I said it in the wrong way.
但是我说的表达的方法就是不对。
I lost some friends.
Yeah, 所以我失去一些朋友。
Oh, praise the Lord. Now, later on, we, you know, love each other and we get along okay. But still, this bothered the relationship.
即使后来我们就是和好了，但是这关系还是有些紧张。
And then 1 Peter 5, 5 says, let us all read together, shall we?
我们一起念彼得前书五五。
先念中文，好不
好？先中文。
你们
年幼
的
也要顺服年
长
的，就是你们
众
人
也
都
要
以
谦
卑束腰，
彼
此
顺
服，因为神阻挡骄傲
的
人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Let's read in English.
English, please.
In the same way,
you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud,
but
shows favor to the humble.
Now, this is God's law.
这是神的道理啊，神的规矩。
God's order and command.
神的命令。
That we need to be humble toward each other.
我们必须要谦卑。
And then in Romans chapter 12, 16 to 18 says this.
好，罗马书十二十六十八。
Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate people with people of low position. Not be so proud. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
非常好。
请念中文。
中文好，要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要
辅
救
卑
微
的
人，
不
要自
以
为
聪
明，
不
要
以
恶
报
傲。
众
人
以为美
的
事，
要
留
心
去
做；
若
是
能
行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
And then another one, Romans 14:19.
罗马书十四十九。
Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事。与
彼此
建
立
德行的事，
建立德行的 ，but mutual that means that we have to be a blessing to each other, help each other to grow. That's what it means.
所以能够彼此建造，彼此成为对方的祝福。
And then the Bible says, let's read in Chinese too.
先用中文念好吧。加拉太书，
你们的
个
人的
重
担
要
互
相
担
当，
如
此
就完
成
了基督
的
律
法。
人若
无
有，自己还以为
有，就是自欺
了。
个人应当查验
自
己的行为，
这
样
他
所
夸的
就
专
在
自己，
不在
别
人了，
因
为
个
人必担
当
自
己
的
担
子。
Let's read in English, shall we?
Carry each
other's
burdens,
and in
this
way
you
fulfill
the
law
of
Christ.
If
anyone
thinks
they
are something
when
they are
not, they
deceive
themselves.
Each
one should test
their
own
action.
Then
they
can
take
pride
in
themselves
alone
without
comparing
themselves
in
someone else.
For
each
one
should carry
their
own
role.
And finally, let's read this, please.
最后，尊严。
回
答
柔
和，使
怒
气
消
退；言
语
暴
力，
触动
怒
气。
A gentle answer
turns
away
wrath.
But
a harsh
word
stirs up anger.
Let us ask God to help us to treat each other like that.
求神帮助，让我们能够彼此这样的相互相对待。
Not only in the family.
不只是在家庭之中。
But also in the church.
同时也在教会的这个家里。
Because that's what Jesus teaches us to do.
因为这是神教训我们的。
Jesus himself could be tough to us when he come to earth.Come to the world.
耶稣基督他来世上，他可以是一个很权威性的。
But he humbled himself to be willing to die on the cross for you and me.
但是他谦卑直到一个地步，是为了我们的罪来钉在十字架上。
To show you an example.
就是让我做一个榜样给我们看。
We need to be humble to each other.
我们也必须要彼此能够谦卑。
And then we will accomplish great things.
然后我们就能做事大更大的事。
Like Jesus accomplished salvation for you and I.
耶稣基督他为我们成就了救赎。
Today, if you're not Christian yet,
您若还不是基督徒
，Would you like to receive Jesus as your God and Savior?
您愿意接受主耶稣基督做您的救主吗
？Let His blood cleanse you.
让他的宝血能够洗净你。
Let Him forgive you.
让他能够原谅你。
And you become a child of God.
你就会成为神的儿女。
And you have eternal life through him.
透过了他，你有永生、永恒的生命。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们天父。